KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have a clear sky, and it's 7 degrees below zero. We look for it to be increasingly cloudy today with a high around 16. There is a wind chill advisory that remains in effect until 9 a.m. for most of the listening area, with the exception of the far west and western southwest counties, where that wind chill advisory is in effect until 11 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news this hour, a 29-year-old Iowa man is recovering after accidentally shooting his own finger during target practice. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is investigating the incident that happened Sunday afternoon at Badger Creek State Recreation Area in Madison County. Authorities say Zach Sains inadvertently let one of his fingers get in front of the 9mm handgun he was firing. Sains was taken to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. His condition report wasn't immediately available. News time is 8:01.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV Store, where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with Primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
A Mexican national convicted of vehicular homicide for a crash that killed a Council Bluffs teenager has been sentenced to up to 25 years in prison. The Daily Nonpareil of Council Bluffs reports that Gilberto Velasquez Ramirez was sentenced last Thursday in Pottawatomie County District Court. Prosecutors say Velasquez Ramirez was drunk when he crashed his minivan into a car full of teens on July the 5th, killing 17-year-old Krishan Moten. Two other teens were seriously injured in the crash. A 16-year-old girl in the car told authorities that Velasquez Ramirez, who was not hurt in the crash, refused to call 911 and that she had to take his keys to keep him from driving away from the crash scene. A judge in Des Moines agreed Friday to a state request to wind down and eventually close two Southwest Iowa care centers. According to the Omaha World-Herald, Faith Ridge Life Center of Malvern, a 51-bed nursing home, and Kevington Lane of Sydney, a 21-bed residential care facility, allegedly owe the Iowa Department of Human Services hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid funds. The facilities serve people who need a lower level of care than in a nursing home. The DHS has suspended further payment of Medicaid funds to the businesses, which are owned by Mary Morse Bolton of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. District Court Judge Mary Pat Gunderson, who issued Friday's order, earlier granted a state request to appoint a receiver for the two facilities so the government gets the money that it says it's owed. Morse Bolton could not be reached for comment, but family members laid the blame for the centers' financial troubles on the state. Voters in Pottawatomie County will be heading to the polls tomorrow to decide on a $1.5 million bond issue proposal for the building of a new veterans center. The Omaha World-Herald reports the Pott County Board of Supervisors decided in January to present a proposal to the voters during a special election. 60% approval is needed for the measure to pass. County officials held an informal, or rather an informational meeting Saturday on the proposal. And a new building would be located on what is now a county parking lot at 6th Avenue and 6th Street in Council Bluffs. The 6,300 square foot building would include meeting rooms, a computer lab, and handicapped accessible restrooms. The current 1,600 square foot Veterans Affairs office is located in a former Sunday school on 6th Street. That agency helps about 8,000 or so Pottawatomie County veterans apply for federal benefits, navigate the government paperwork, arrange food, shelter, and utilities if needed, and receive other services. It also helps surviving family members of deceased veterans. The staff handles about 300 veteran visits and fields about 670 phone calls per month. A current lack of space means that donated clothing for veterans has been moved to the hallway outside of the office. There's also no computer lab, meaning it's difficult to provide veterans privacy when filling out government paperwork that must be done online. Many of the elderly veterans don't understand computers, but even the younger and computer savvy may need the staff's help. There's also no private place for veterans to meet with outside counselors. County officials estimate that if the bond issue passes, someone with a house valued at $100,000 will pay an additional $5.92 per year on property taxes for the next 3 years, assuming that the bonds are sold for a three-year period. A monthly economic index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states has dropped slightly, but still suggests growth over the next 3 to 6 months. The overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, fell to 57.4 in February from 57.7 in January. Looking 6 months ahead, the business confidence portion of the overall index also dropped last month. It hit a still strong 59.7 from January's 62.2. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests a decline. An energy analyst with the Iowa Department of Agriculture is predicting higher prices for propane are here to stay. Harold Homas says prices in Iowa have dropped dramatically since hitting the $5 a gallon level in late January, but Iowans should expect to pay more than they did last summer when the average price was around a dollar.
We're not going to return and see the levels that we saw in the spike of this winter. We're far from that, but I think that higher prices are here to stay in that market.
Traditionally, domestic customers have held down values, according to Homas, but the marketplace is evolving, and producers now send the propane to places like Asia, where they can make the most profit.
We now export about 400,000 barrels a day, and that demand is likely going to continue for the foreseeable future. So I don't see that situation changing.
This week's survey places the average price per gallon of propane at $2.59. About 15% of Iowa homes are heated with propane, mainly in the rural areas. Five Star Cooperative says it plans to invest about $9.7 million on three projects in northern Iowa. An $8.2 million project has already begun in Joyce. It's a dry fertilizer plant that will include 22,000 tons of dry fertilizer storage and raise storage capacity to 2 million gallons for liquid fertilizer. The project is expected to be finished by September 1st. Five Star is also planning a $1.2 million soybean facility project in Hanlontown and a $300,000 project in Scarville for an unmanned gas station. With six women running in the House and Senate primaries in Iowa this year, some are starting to wonder if 2014 might be the year the state finally sends a woman to Washington. Women's groups have long bemoaned the fact that Iowa is just one of two states, the other being Mississippi, that has never elected a woman governor or member of Congress. Just why Iowa lags in electing women remains unclear. One likely factor is the state's limited number of seats and low turnover in those jobs. But this year is different, with an open Senate seat and two open House seats. Some more high-profile candidates opted out of the races last year, but a diverse group of women are now seeking those seats. Iowa has only two inspectors to make sure thousands of asbestos removal projects each year are being done properly in the state. The Des Moines Register reports the lack of inspections at asbestos removal projects was highlighted by problems at a downtown Des Moines renovation project. A contractor who had worked on renovations to a former Yonkers department store in Des Moines complained to the state in January about improper asbestos removal. An inspector visited the site but didn't find anything wrong until returning to the site later. And now the project will face more scrutiny. The Environmental Information Association says enforcement of asbestos laws is a concern nationwide because there are so few inspectors. Taking a look at world headlines of this hour, Russia's foreign minister says his country's troops have been streaming into neighboring Ukraine to protect Russian citizens there. Ukraine is accusing Russia of a military invasion and is calling on the Kremlin to pull its troops out of Crimea. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will meet with the Russian foreign minister later today to discuss the situation. President Obama will ask Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to move forward on peace talks with the Palestinians when the two meet today at the White House. A U.S.-imposed April deadline for completing framework for peace talks is fast approaching, with few signs of tangible progress. More Israeli tensions have been sparked by Obama's pursuit of a nuclear accord with Iran. Winter is keeping its icy hold on much of the U.S. today, with up to a foot of snow expected across the mid-Atlantic states and up the East Coast. Officials are warning people to stay off those icy roads, and school has been canceled in many areas. The flight tracking site, FlightAware.com, says more than 2,000 flights in the U.S. have been scrapped. And Americans boosted spending in January despite the harsh winter weather, but activity was much weaker in December than initially reported. The Commerce Department says spending rose 0.4% in January, following a tiny 0.1% gain in December, which had initially been reported as a stronger increase. The spending gain was better than expected, but it came after the sharp downward revision in December. News time is 8:10.